But just to end with one R, there'll be a lot of related raid bites, Metz Hashem. The last time I checked, there were 10 related raid bites already to today's daf. Metz Hashem, I have a feeling there'll be more. But the point is, again, a daf like this is Pasha, not Shaykh. You don't know where to start, you don't know where to end. But just to end with one more R, and that is, again, Benazai wasn't a kind of mitzvah puruvu, and he said the reason is because Ma Esa Shenafshi Choshko, he said, Ma Esa Shenafshi Choshko B'Tayra. The Aruch HaShulchan. In the beginning of Evin Ezra, in the beginning of Hilchas Puruvu, so he struggles very much to understand the plates of Ben Azai. What does this mean? It's Aloch and Shulchan Aruch. What's Pashab Shat? And after a long piece, says the Aruch HaShulchan, one line, he says, the Efsher could be Hoyso Sakonis Nefashos Emoya Pirish Menatayr. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. He says, maybe it would have been Sakonis Nefashos for Ben Azai to stop learning. Ben Azai was so locked in. He was so focused that if Ben Azai would have been told that he has to be Pirush Min HaTorah, says the Aruch HaShulchan, maybe it would have been Sakonis Nefashos. And says the Aruch HaShulchan, it's true that the mitzvah Puruvu is a mitzvah rabba. Oh, but a person doesn't have to give up his life for that mitzvah. And because he doesn't have to give up his life, in Ben Azai's world, it would have been a bechina mamish of Sakonis Nefashos. And by the way, just to continue on the thought we had earlier, if the Shulchan Aruch brings this halacha, it means it's something that Shaykh Bizmanenu. And the Aruch HaShulchan at Vashtanin via Zay Opsulan and Amachaber. He wrote at the magnum opus on the Shulchan Aruch. And the Aruch HaShulchan is saying that it's possible today for a person to be such a masmid and to be harving and learning in Azam Adrega that it could be, it would be Sakonis Nefashos and Mahoye Pirish Menatayra. And of course, I think the obvious sushtal to this Aruch HaShulchan is the Gemara Masechtes Makis Daf Yudam Ad Aleph. The Gemara says, Tana, we learned in a Braisa, Talmud Shagala. If a Talmud kills somebody b'shoyg, he goes to Galus. Maglin Rabbi Imoy. So he forces Rebbe to go to Galus with him. Shenemra, because the Pasuk says, Vachai. What was the purpose of the Ir Miklat? It says, V'nos El Achad Hahorim. Vachai, right? The purpose is you run to one of the cities, Vachai. So you should live. We have an obligation to make sure that this person, when this person is Galus, is going to be able to live. So if someone kills B'shoigig, he can't just go to Galus under Rebbe. He has to go together with his Rebbe. Why? Because it says Vachai. So what it says, Vachai? So it's Yodua. The Rambam B'lushoyne Hazov. In the beginning of the seventh parak in Hilchas Reitzech V'shmir Sanefesh. He says, Talmud Shagol Olorim Miklot Maglin Rabbi Yimoy. Shenema v'chai, asei loy kidei sheyichya. Says the Rambam, v'chai ye balei chochma uvaksheh. The life of balei chochma, and people that are mevakesh chochma, beloy Talmud, kemiso chashuvim. He says, if someone is a bal chochma, he's a mevakesh chochma, and a hodnish tagemara, he doesn't have anything to sink his teeth in, doesn't have a rajbo, he doesn't have a berchashmu, he doesn't have anything, it's kemiso chashuvim. It's mamish kemiso. So if it says, v'chai, must be it, he has to have his rebbe. Because if he's not going to have his rebbe, he's not going to have who to learn from, it's going to be kemiso chashuvim. And that's why Talmud Shagolo, Magwin Rabbi Yimoy, we once mentioned that if you look in the Rif, in Masechtes Makis. So in the second parak of Masechtes Makis, there's one riff. There's literally one riff. How much? One piece. It's like a half a paragraph. The ganze riff on the second parak. Elohein HaGoyim. Tana. Now, why is there only one paragraph of riff in the second parak? It's partial. It's not halacha l'maisa. The riff only brought halacha l'maisa. The Rambam wrote the halacha l'mashicha. But the riff only brought halacha l'maisa. There's no halacha l'maisa here in the second parak of Masechtes Makis. It's all galus. There's no ir miklot. There's no ir miklot. So it's not negate. Oh, but there's one halacha the riff brings. Says the riff. Elu heina goylem. That's the name of the parak. Tano. Talmud shagala. Maglin Rabbi Imoy. Shenemar v'chai oved le midid t'tahave le chayus. Am Rav Zeir mikan shlo yishana adam le Talmud she'enei hagen. So I once heard that the riff brought one halach. He said there's one line in the second parak of Masechtes Makis that even though the ikar halach is hilchas l'mashicha, aber was mishlap tarois from them is halach l'maisa bizman hazeh. The Rif says mikan shalei yishana adam l'talmud she'enei hagen based on the sugi there Makis daf yudam ad aleph. But you see from here yisoid is, and this is what's halach l'maisa even bizman hazeh, and that is chaye balei chochma umvakshe b'loy Talmud kemisa chashuvim. I once heard a whole shiur on this from Rav Shmuel Yankiv during one of his Shabbos sudas, and he was saying it was Pashas Vayigash, and he said the pasuk says Vayagidu loy lemer. They told Yaakov oy Yosef chay v'chi hu moishol b'chol eretz Mitzrayim, and the pasuk says Vayofeg liboy. His heart started clapping k'loy hem in lahem. He poshet didn't believe them. Yaakov thought his sons were lying. He says, why couldn't he believe that he was lying? He couldn't be a lie. Yeah, it's not true. It's against the odds. But Yaakov Avinu didn't have a munah that maybe his son was alive. Fakir, Yaakov never gave up hope, right? That's the grace of the Rosh and the grace of Musa Shmuz that everybody gives. That Yaakov was vayimayim with the shalshalas, right? So all of a sudden, Yaakov, he doesn't trust. All of a sudden, he didn't believe. Ki lohem in lohem? Why not? Why didn't he believe them? So Shmuel Yaakov said that, what does it mean, chai? Chai means overlay midah to tahavale chiyusa. Chai bale chachma vakshabale talmud kemisa chashuvim. Which meant that, you know what they were telling Yaakov? Oy Yosef chai. He's alive b'shleimus ha-chachma, b'shleimus ha-maila, b'shleimus ha-madrega. He's 100% b'tachlis ha-shleimus. That's what it means, oy Yosef chai. And when Yaakov heard that, he said, v'yofeg libe ki lohem lohem. He never gave up on Yosef. He knew Yosef was alive. It was pashat there. But at the same time, he didn't believe that he was chai. Because chai means b'shleimus. And to say that he's mamish b'chayim b'shleimus, 100%, v'yofeg libay ki lohem and lohem. But either way, this is this idea. V'chayi b'alei chachma b'vakshe b'loi talmud is k'misa chashuvim. And apparently there's a spectrum, there's levels, there's madregas. Ben Azai says, the Aruch HaShulchan, said, ma esa shenavshki choshki b'toyre, vaz alichtan. And everyone mutches, what was the heter? He says, I don't think this was a special heter in Puruvu. I don't think it's anything unique to this sugya. You know what the heter was? It was Poshit Bekuach Nefashis. Because in order for Ben Azai to get married, Rechayim B'Tzavari V'Yasek B'Toyre would have taken away from his Limud HaToyre. And Ben Azai was such a masmid nifla that if Ben Azai would have gone away from his learning, if Poshit would have been a Bechina, it would have been a Bechina of Bekuach Nefashis. It would have Zichr been a Bechina of where he couldn't have been Chai. And Pekuch Nefashis, that's something. Besides Rabbi Dezar Gilarai Shvichas Damim, every mitzvah is Nitcha Mepnei Pekuch Nefesh. It says the Aruch HaShulchan, maybe that's Pshat in Ben Azai.